You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Burt Show.
I'm going to need a little bit of an update here, Mo. So about an hour ago, we had a Burt Show listening couple come in here that said that they were great at spades. They said undefeated, taking on Mo and Katie, who are not only the Burt Show champs, but are the radio station champs, taking you guys on. Guys been out there for about an hour now, and although we are in an airtight studio, I can hear some S-talking going on out there, some laughter going on out there, some disappointment going on out there.
Right.
So where are we standing?
Well, I think Katie and I went into it humbly, understanding that they might have just a little more chemistry than us. They've probably have more history than us. They've been playing together longer. And
10-year anniversary.
Right, exactly that. Katie and I haven't played together in quite some time. We haven't practiced together, but we wouldn't let that stop us from going out here and creating a competition, right? So that's what we did. And I'll tell you this, before we get to whatever the end results will be in an hour, there was a point in the round when my man looked at his wife and said, what's that word when people come in acting like they haven't played in a while and then they start kicking your butt? And she said hustled. I think the word you're looking for is hustled.
Uh-huh.
So that should give you an idea of exactly how what's really going on out there right now. Right?
And I want to keep in mind here, they said they were undefeated.
Never lost.
Never lost.
No one has ever beat them.
All right. We got an hour.
We got an hour.
An hour left.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. It's still a lot of game to be played. But yours truly and Katie are playing very well out there.
Feeling yourself right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, let's get to this email here real quick, because she says she used to be promiscuous, right? Those days are kind of behind her now, but she's going into this weekend. She's got a really difficult decision to make and wants our help. Go for it, Cass.
Hey, Burt Show. I love you guys and listen every morning, so I figured you'd be the perfect people to ask for advice. I don't really want to be on the air, though, so if you could just read my email and give me some advice and motivation, I'd appreciate it. I've been living my best life in the dating scene for a while now, and I won't lie, I've had a lot of fun. I've always been the why not kind of girl when it comes to dating, never holding back if there was attraction and chemistry. But the thing is, as much as I've enjoyed myself, it hasn't exactly led to a serious, lasting relationship. I've had situationships, one-night stands, flings, booty calls, and a few guys who seemed promising but never actually committed. Lately, I've been taking a step back and realizing that maybe my approach hasn't been working in my favor. My friends have been telling me for a while that I should slow down and let a connection build before jumping into bed. And at first, I brushed it off, but the more I look at my track record, the more I think they might be right. So I've decided to change things up and try dating differently. Less impulsive, more intentional. I'm a recovering slut. Her words, not mine.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Here's where I need your help. This weekend, I'm going out with a total hottie. Like, seriously, my type.
Must be nice.
Normally, I'd go with the flow and let whatever happens happen. But this time, I really don't want to sleep with him. And not because I don't want to, because trust me, I do. But because I know that rushing into things hasn't worked out for me in the past. I want to keep things classy and actually build something real for once. So how do I stick to my new mindset without killing the vibe? How do I resist temptation when I know I'll be feeling it? And how do I show that I'm interested without making it seem like I'm playing games? Basically, how do I be a lady in the streets and in the sheets?
So for me here, if I'm dating somebody and it's getting to that point and they say they are not comfortable yet going that route, deal is off, man. I mean, that's the one place that you should feel more safe than anywhere else, right? So if you're not comfortable with yourself and you're not into it, that is not a place for compromise.
Well, I think for the first date, maybe take the pressure off of it, because more than likely something's probably not going to happen. I don't think most people go into a first date expecting for something to go straight to the bedroom. So maybe take the pressure off for that. But moving forward, like, I think you've just really got to lean into yearning, bring back pining, bring back wanting something that's not there yet. And I think if you focus more on channeling that sensual energy that you've got going on into kind of building the anticipation and doing things that kind of tease us to what's to come as a rather than like what you're going to jump into the bed and do immediately. I think that'll make it more fun and kind of make it feel like it's less of a denial and more of like building anticipation.
It's tough to speak to it from a woman's perspective, but from a man's perspective, I feel like the answer is pretty simple. You got to learn to give the trailer without giving the movie. And I feel like any man that is for you or is looking for a situation to last with you, if you don't give him the movie and he sticks around, then you have your answer. Because most guys, not all, but most come in wanting to see the movie and not caring about the trailer.
I may sound real old here. Maybe, I don't know, real conservative or what have you. But I'm so glad that this came up this morning because the timing of this couldn't be any better. I was going to talk about this in half an hour, but here we are talking about the value of sex, right? And specifically a first time. There has been a trend now that, like, for the last 6 months, that to me, I hate to even say it, but it, because it makes more of a statement than the actual physical thing itself. There has been a trend now where women are getting credibility online by sleeping with as many guys as they can in a short amount of time, right? We have seen this a couple of different influencers the last couple of months. One said she wanted to have sex with 100 guys in 24 hours. Then there was another woman saying she wanted to have a sex with 1,000 guys, right? Then I'm reading this morning, there's an OnlyFans actress that she's got this bold plan is the headlining to bet a man from every country. Every country. And she's starting to get credibility, or not credibility, but she's starting to get likes. And online, she's starting to gain a lot of traction. And I'm not exactly sure why this is bothering me so much. I don't have a daughter. I don't want to be here and try to put my values on people. But there's something here that is scratching at the surface that this is valuable now when I think, what am I trying to say? I'm not exactly sure what I'm trying to say. What I really want to say is that I really kind of find it gross. But there's something that is playing here underneath it that is so dysfunctional and unhealthy that we seem to be embracing that, I don't know, it's this specific thing really bothers me.
Yeah, I totally get that. But I don't think this is anything new. I think it's just jumping off from the restricted sites to more mainstream headlines. Like, I think nowadays when anybody can pull up a camera and become an OF star and make millions and millions of dollars, it's encouraging these women to be as outrageous as possible and do things to market people that might not be on those sites to find them on OnlyFans or other sites where adult content is found. And I know what you mean by saying it's gross. I think this is this. It's the same thing that's been happening for years, as long as sex has been on the internet. It's just making its way to like the Daily Mail, which is at the end of the day, good marketing for them.
I think I'd probably be saying the same thing if this was a dude that was doing this as well. But somehow, some way, there's like a different attachment to a, like, it's almost like we expect guys to be pigs.
Well, so I think it's a two-pronged thing. I think you're right in that there is some underlying issues. Like, for mental health, a lot of people use sex for self-esteem boosting and things like that. So if you're coming here and saying, I want to do 1,000 men and I want the world to see it, like, I want to have a conversation. Like, are you okay? Are you in an okay place? If you're in an okay place, then go for it, girl. And I think that's how we treat men and women differently. Because I guarantee you, there are dudes with bucket lists for women in every country. There was a guy who used to walk down the hall who used to brag that he had bedded over 400 women. And people were like, ew, but we didn't have these big discussions about it because it's okay for men to do it, but not women.
I would say neither one of them are in an okay place. If you're a guy that's having sex with 400 women, you're not in an okay place. And if you're a woman whose goal is to go and have sex with 1,000 guys in a couple of months or bet as many guys with as many passports as possible, you're not in an okay place.
But maybe you are. Maybe you're just applying how you feel about sex and they just don't feel it that way.
I guess. And I guess I'm trying to be as open-minded as you are, but in all honesty, it's not a healthy place to be in.
I'm with you. And the increased risk for pregnancy or STDs, like it's something if my friend came to me and I would say, hey, let's go see a therapist first.
I felt like the culture has been over sexualizing men, women. I just feel like we almost desensitized to sex at this point. Like, that's really what it's become. And I remember saying this years ago. I felt this way for a long time. It's just like, it's almost as if we're leading with that now. That's obviously always been there, but it's like, is that all there is, and is there more? And I remember saying it, and it was like mixed feelings from women. So some women were saying, "Mo, I appreciate your old school values. Thank you for saying it." Whereas other women felt like, you know, it's not your business, and it's whatever you want to do with your body. And I agree with that. So I kind of backed out of it. But at the same time, I completely understand what you're saying. I felt that way for a while. It's a little too much.
I think the difference here is also this is this woman's job, whoever is doing it. And I think if we're going to be politically correct for her to do sex work, if you were to do anything in extreme when it came to your work, if I was to spend 100 hours at the studio every single day, or if I was to compromise something about myself for a bit or any other aspect of my work, we would look at that as like, oh, that's almost like abusing yourself and abusing your time and abusing. It feels like abuse at that point, to where it almost feels like with these women doing these extreme acts for sex work, it's like you're overworking yourself to the point where it does start to feel like self-abuse.
Yeah, it does feel like self-harming. If somebody came in here and they were cutting themselves, or they were online cutting themselves, they're being, oh my God, you need to get help, you need to get help, you need to get help. But isn't this emotional cutting?
No, because what's the difference, though, between, like, if I did come in here and bust my butt and stayed in the studio 20 hours a day and I made it big and I made headlines, everyone would be like, look at her work ethic. She wanted it and she got it. And these women, if this is their work is sex work, and they're making headlines and they're making bank for that. If they don't have an emotional attachment to having sex and it's literally just a physical thing for them, then why would we? I understand it's not the same for everybody, and there are a lot of strings attached when you talk about that and religion, and not everyone feels that way. But you should be able to step back and be like, all right, if you want to go for it, as long as your mental health is in a good space, get it.
I guess I get into my head also on, like, what are you teaching the girls that are online, also the young girls that are online, that this is okay, you can make more money, and this is social, and this is acceptable?
Why isn't it, though?
Because I think that there is emotional and psychological ramifications to doing that often, and it not being an intimate experience at all.
Yeah, and I think there's emotional and physical ramifications to overworking yourself in any area. But I think, to your point, I think what you're trying to say is, have we lost the plot that sex is more than just a physical act?
Mm-hmm. I also think when you listen to women who have lived that life at some point and then now they're out of it, they will speak to a lot of the struggles and things that they have now that they didn't realize they were going to have as they were doing it. And I feel like if more of those women were to speak up, it would send a message to the younger women that I think they need to hear.
The Burt Show. Real. Funny.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.